good. We'll do a restart today. That we have two. Well, explain it now. Opportunity to play. In the second and third hour, we have Mark Steele on. You heard a bit of it there. Okay, but technical glitch. But we'll be talking to the mighty Mark Steele, who's been fighting and explaining 5G in the UK, with his colleague Ian Crane, who is mortally ill as well. I'll explain that later on. But anyway, we should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on Easter Saturday, the 11th of April, 2020. And I was just saying to Ken and other, well, to Dave, our tech genius, it is shocking that the families here, the third week of the lockdown in the UK, with young children who are not allowed to go out and about in parks, only under strict conditions. It's just shocking. And it's going to cause a lot of havoc. And as we know, this lockdown is a joke. It's just gone beyond all. It's Stalinist Russia to carry on here. And the British police are getting into trouble every day. And the Home Secretary had to talk them down and tell them to knock it off, harassing people and in ridiculous situations. But and then the government lying about the death rate and trained actuarians and epidemiologists, statisticians, Mike Adams is one, have proven that the death rate is 1%. But surprise, surprise, in the UK here, again, UK column, Brian Gerrish and his team, Mike Robinson, Patrick Henningsen, have fished out a document that the UK government has issued to the NHS and doctors. Of course, only one cretinous doctor can write a death certificate now. It used to be two, and then the local authority official checks it. But they have been told that anybody with the slightest trace of coronavirus without the full-blown disease on their death, that's put down as a coronavirus death, which is an outrage, an absolute outrage. And this is to justify the lockdown. And it's becoming more and more obvious that this is part of a major, major plan. And another document that the UK column got hold of was defining, what do you hear this, defining reportable diseases, and it gives very good additions, definitions of them, including coronavirus. And what was the date on this document? October 2015. Nobody I know in medicine, and I've talked to a lot of people, including my own relatives, heard the word coronavirus. They had SARS, yeah, we know about SARS. And you could call this SARS coronavirus. This is 2015, right? So the military-industrial complex were preparing this, not preparing us, or preparing the country, or protecting. They were preparing for this. And it's quite obvious now that certain things are falling into place, that they were doing just that. But it is an absolute disgrace. And the CDC and the WHO, at least Trump has called them out as a great reference point. That is, we can refer to that. But Trump and the UK government and Boris Johnson and the rest of them were 8 weeks late reacting to this. 8 weeks late. That's why it's got a grip. And they didn't shut down flights soon enough, et cetera, et cetera. As somebody said, flying on a long-haul flight with a disease like that, with recycled air, is like living in a Petri dish. You know, I mean, you couldn't use a better method for spreading it. But and Sweden has had no lockdown whatsoever. None. I've seen the videos, street videos, people's personal videos, and the street cafes are working as normal. My cough button. Okay. I've talked to a lot of people today on the phone. None in Sweden, and they have a very, very low death rate in that. At least they're telling the truth, considering there's a hard lefty government been in Sweden for the last 3 or 4 years, destroying Sweden. But that is the living proof. That's a normal Western society. They've taken in some like a million immigrants as well, but they have a very low rate and they didn't have a lockdown, right? But this carry on is a disgrace, an absolute living utter disgrace, and a very, very sad me. You wouldn't know who I'm talking about now, but Ian Crane, who is a colleague of Mark Steele for many, many years, and he's this guy who is single-handedly, Ian Crane, I mean, stopped fracking in the UK through his campaign, and he's a very effective campaigner. And he and Mark Steele ran a series of public meetings across the UK in October, November, December 2019. And they were fully attended, and the public were truly shocked to hear what 5G really is. But we've seen recently how effective the many elements of the alternative media, that 5G towers are being burnt down in the UK. But the LED lighting, as I've covered many times, is absolutely shocking, the fully fledged one. And Mark Steele has a video on his saveusnow.org.uk, saveusnow.org.uk, where he dismantles one of these LED lighting systems that's on the streets. And the town of Gateshead and Newcastle are twin towns in the north of England. And Gateshead has 31,000 of these units. I mean, it is... words can't describe how horrendous that is. 10, 20 of them would be shocking. 31,000 telegraph poles with these units on them. And they try to jail Mark Steele, who is an ex-MOD scientist. It's a rich Geordie accent. You'll hear it later on. And in fact, in this hour, I'm playing a 10-minute piece of his own video, which went viral of the internet. YouTube pulled it immediately. But he had people like the New York Times chasing him the other day. So what we did is we did a recorded program with him for one whole hour. We were to do the second hour, but he got cut. And, of course, the spooks cut him off. But that's what happened on Thursday evening. And that's what story we led with there. The different hours of programs got mixed up. But another fortunate development is... we're coming to it later on, is David Icke, who has done very good work on some things, has put out a ridiculous theory that it was all planned by all the governments together. That's stupid. No, certain elements were involved in this, yes, in China and the States, etc., and the military-industrial complex. But Mike Adams, I'll read out the piece later on, gives him a serious rebuke that he's causing problems in the alternative media, what he has done, he put out. And the other thing is, we come up to in a minute, Tucker Carlson has a four-minute piece. We play it in this first section. I think Ken will have it there. But a doctor that is one of the regulars on Fox News, I forget his name, we'll hear his name when we play the piece, saying that hydroxychloroquine was given to his father, who's in his 90s, who had a severe dose of coronavirus, and within 2 or 3 days, he was okay. So Trump was correct to say that hydroxychloroquine, which is hard to get now, of course, is an absolute kill shot in most situations. And another, mentioned it last week, New York doctor, who is a respiratory doctor, said that putting people on breathing machines was a horrendous mistake. 50% of them die. It's oxygenation they need on a low level, and an oxygen tent, etc., etc. And we have three companies racing here, including Dyson in the UK, making these respirators. They're running the wrong way. Certain amount of respirators, but we need oxygen additions to people in oxygen tents. That is what's needed. But this other schmuck, and he's a despicable creature, an Irish doctor who is a cozy job in the World Health Organization, Dr. Michael Ryan. We're going to play a piece now. And one of the three things I sent you there, Ken, it's the Tucker Carlson piece. It's off Facebook. I hope it survives transmission. It's about 4 minutes 50 seconds of this guy, Dr. Michael Ryan, proposing that now is the time to go into people's homes I presume a SWAT team, and take out any members of the family who have the virus, right, by force. So if Ken has that piece there, we'll play it. It's from Tucker Carlson, and it's he's describing what this WHO organization, which is an absolute disgrace, the way they've approached this, as if they were going to war against its own people. But do you have that there, Ken? I can hardly hear you. I can't hear you. Hello? No. It's Michael Ryan. It's Tucker Carlson. I only sent you late before the program. It's not the... it's not the Mark Steele one. Yeah, it's on Facebook, yeah. The Facebook video link. No, the link is... The link... Oh. Well, you'll have to go through the link. Oh, dear. Okay. Okay, we can run that if that's okay.
Last Last week, Dr. Michael Ryan, he's a leader at the World Health Organization, announced that in response to the spread of this virus, authorities may have to enter people's homes and remove family members, presumably by force.
In most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Just so you know, we're coming to your house, seizing your children and, quote, isolating them in a safe and dignified manner, whatever that means. Now, that's not something that under normal circumstances officials casually drop during briefings. It's the kind of statement that might trigger violence. People don't respond well when you threaten to take their kids. But Ryan said it like it was no big deal, and that's how the media treated it. His threat didn't make headlines in any of the major newspapers in this country. That's the kind of moment we're in. So how long will this moment last? Well, on Friday, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, predicted that the first in a series of lockdowns will go on until June.
One of the things that just concerns me, it's not one of those immediate concerns, but is, you know, this draws out through the summer and then the cold weather comes around and then there's another wave of it. How do you, as a leader, how do you think about this?
Early on when people said, is this just going to be a few days or a couple weeks? I said, no, I think it's at least 2 months. And I said, if we're successful in this, we can expect a second spike in the late fall or early winter. That's how viruses work. We better steel ourselves for a second and maybe even third round of this. But we also need to be nimble enough to know we're not going to flip a switch one day and turn the economy back on.
A quote, second and maybe even third round of lockdowns. That's a long time. Former Obama official Jason Furman, who's now an economist at Harvard, predicts the disruption may be even more severe than that. Quote, we should certainly be prepared for a meaningful level of deliberate suspension of economic activity for the rest of the year. Well, it'd be nice to know that there's a good reason for all of this. And of course, everyone wants there to be a good reason, sincerely. Yet the arguments for a prolonged national lockdown are starting to sound strained. In a much discussed article on Medium recently, two academics from Pittsburgh argued that lifting the lockdown at all, even many months from now, would be negligent. Quote, as long as a large majority of the population remains uninfected, lifting containment measures will lead to an epidemic almost as large as would happen without having mitigations in place at all. Well, that sounds plausible when you read it. In fact, it sounds like science. But is it science? A large majority of the population remains uninfected, they say. But is that true? We don't know it's true. As of today, nobody can say what percentage of the American population is infected or has been infected. There haven't been large-scale randomized tests conducted here. We don't even know when the disease first arrived in the United States. There's informed speculation that this strain of coronavirus has been here since late November or December. Authorities traced the first confirmed case to January 15th in Washington state. An unnamed 35-year-old Chinese immigrant landed in the United States after visiting his family in Wuhan and wound up in a hospital outside Seattle. Apparently, he recovered. Now, depending on how you count, the virus has been circulating among us for up to 4 months now. For most of that time, there was no systematic attempt to quarantine the population. How many Americans were infected over that period? Again, we don't even have a ballpark number for that. But the number could be enormous because the virus turns out to be much easier to transmit than we thought it was.
Okay, we're done, yeah. Very good. Absolutely. Well, that's it in a nutshell. And he's correct there. The governments were 2 months late. By late January, it was established by senior scientists that this was a serious virus, but of course they won't use the word bioweapon. It is a bioweapon with flu-like symptoms, which attacks your oxygen levels in the blood, in the body, and obviously the lungs. But and as I was saying here, just to finish up, I got distracted there. And one of the great campaigners to inform people about this and 5G, etc., Whitmark Steele, was Ian Crane, and he is horrendously ill in hospital today with stage 4 cancer. He's having an emergency operation tomorrow, which he himself said in a heartbreaking 15-minute audio, which he made with UK Column. He's part of UK Column, that he has about a very little chance of surviving the operation. and he has a flesh-eating bug as well. And he does not deserve this. He really does not, considering the heroic work he has done over the years on this subject. And he has broken the sound barrier. But I've little doubt that he was attacked with a 5G or similar type of weapon that gave him that kind of cancer. He was a very, very active guy and very robust individual. And this is a shocking way for him to go out now. But he made a heartbreaking video, audio. I'll play it next week. And you'll understand. Okay, we'll go to the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Coming back in for the first break of the first hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're dealing with the living horror story that we're actually living in today, coronavirus lockdown. But anyway, this is worth reading. This is a piece titled Stupid 19, meaning the people putting out wrong information, not the government. Some of the people on the alternative media, and it says, One of the subheaders here is that Mike Adams says that David Icke is now infecting the independent media with horribly wrong disinformation that defies logic and reason. But I think he has done some very good work over here. You know, to be fair to Icke in the last 5-10 years, very good stuff. Nobody disagrees with him, but this he has got wrong. It's the coronavirus is coronavirus, and if it's accidental or on purpose, it is what it is, and it's infecting people, and it has a danger level up to a certain point. But it was not the fact that all governments around the world conspired as one unit to infect us. That's childish. Here's the article. That the independent media has been afflicted with a dangerous new contagion that I'm calling Stupid 19. It's characterized by people who believe viruses aren't real and that, in their view, all COVID-19 deaths around the globe have been faked. In other words, to trick the public. No, the statistics have been faked. The extension of the deaths, exaggeration of deaths. Conspiracy analyst David Icke has now emerged as the poster child for Stupid 19. In a popular new interview, David Icke claims all following bizarre things. And this is what Icke is claiming, that there is no COVID-19 virus, and that is rubbish. The PCR general analysis technology doesn't work. that all deaths would have happened anyway, but are being categorized as COVID-19 through some grand conspiracy involving tens of thousands of doctors, nurses, and viruses. Well, there's an element of doctors conspiring, but not that much. That's ridiculous. We don't throw the baby out of the bathwater here in facts and figures. Trying to discern the truth at all levels. That all healthy cells and healthy people excrete COVID-19 virus material when stressed. That's rubbish, which is why COVID-19 tests keep finding COVID-19. There's faulty test kits out there, millions of them that the Chinese supplied. That's established. The other fact he's putting out, Icke, is that anyone can test positive for COVID-19 since the test only spots routine genetic material that's found on the body of every living person. Well, the faulty tests, yeah, you grant them that much. The doctors can ramp up or ramp down the number of infections they want to find by simply altering the PCR replication of genetic material in test samples. According to Icke, all 100-plus nations around the world have faked their own economic collapse scenarios. Nobody wants to destroy their own economy. Faked by all the cremations of dead bodies and rigged lockdowns for no reason in order to pull off some global prank. I claims COVID-19 is actually being caused by 5G cell towers alone. 5G cell towers exacerbated, and we have scientists that will back that up, including Mark Steele, who is on later on. And in this first hour, I'll play a 7-minute piece of his, which will help introduce the other next hour we're doing with him. This is unfortunate, since 5G exposure may be a cofactor in the loss of structure and function in hemoglobin molecules in red blood cells, but that's only a cofactor. 5G alone cannot explain the exponential spread of the coronavirus, which almost perfectly follows the spread pattern of transmissible infections, pathogens. And the piece I read a minute ago, David Icke is now infecting the independent media with horribly wrong disinformation that defies logic and reason. Sadly, David Icke not only embarrasses himself with stupid 19 theories, and that is a good phrase really, that defies irrationality. By extension, he mocks those across the independent media who have now embraced his views. It's almost as if pro-Trump indie independent media has lost 200 years of scientific knowledge and now no longer believes the GEM theory. It is no coincidence that many of these same people also quite literally believe the earth is flat. You know, we know about flat earthers, yeah. Well, they're harmless people in their own right, but they're gullible on other issues as well. As much as I am criticized by mainstream media, this is Adams talking, for questioning the safety of vaccine ingredients, which really can be dangerous, it turns out that I'm actually among the most science-educated persons in the independent media. Correct. And I find myself now arguing with others in industry who can't solve basic math problems and don't understand the difference between atomic elements, molecules, proteins, and chromosomes. To them, it's all one giant mishmash of foreign concepts, which is why David Icke manages to gather an audience of similarly science-illiterate people who think what he's saying makes sense. He made that interview, I think, with Brian Rose, yeah? That's the guy interviewing him. But He says, I don't think Ike should be censored, mind you. Everybody should have their right to speak, including myself. And I'm in the most censored pro-science voice in the world. But the only reason Ike has an audience on this subject is because of masses of illiterate people who also suffer COVID-19 syndrome. Okay, we go to this break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Okey-dokey. And we'll come in a while, but in a few minutes, at 6:04, get the times right in the USA, 9:40, about 9:40 p.m. We'll maybe, if we can find the Mark Steele intro piece, where he put out his own video, which went viral. So it was on a joint site because YouTube I just pulled it by the time I went to load it. And that's the kind of stuff we're up against all the time. They're pulling stuff left, right, and center. And they're right in there with the World Health Organization attacking people who are telling the truth on coronavirus. Left, right, and center. It's truly shocking. But I'll just go back to my TML site here and bring up our own site. And, okay, between Dave and Ken, we might get hold of it. Dear. When you send stuff now, you have to open it and make sure that it did open the right way. But even though the procedure for pulling down YouTube links and that, it's a torturous procedure. I mean, in this day and age, it takes about a minute and a half. And again, and there's no advances in technology in that area, that's for sure. And, okay, David has it here. Give it a try there, Ken. See, just open it. If you open it and play it, I'll tell you whether it's the right one or not. Okay. What's the one that my Dave has pasted on the chat box there? It won't play. Okay. Yeah. And that's not. It won't load. Okay. Well, that's okay. He's been attacked left, right, and center, so I'd imagine there's. Once it came from his site, he got cut off on the interview the other day. We did a complete hour, and then he suddenly got cut, and then couldn't contact him at all. And then he rang me back at a break in the third hour, and he explained he was being cut. So the spooks are working hard to keep this lying scenario going. Anyway, I'll continue with my... Okay. No, not to worry. We'll be coming at the next hour. We're doing 2 hours, two recorded pieces. First time we've done that on our system, but they're working out pretty well. I know that Dave is going to do a very good technical job on them. So between now and the follow-up, I'll just continue on with Mike Adams' piece. But is that interestingly, Brian Rose, who has also interviewed Neil deGrasse Tyson, who no doubt would vehemently disagree with David Icke's claim that viruses aren't real and that COVID-19 isn't caused by an infectious disease at all. Yet during the interview with David Icke, Brian Rose didn't challenge Icke's bizarre worldview. He let Icke roll out extremely bad misinformation grounded in science illiteracy without halting him with basic questions like, if the virus isn't real, why did China enforce draconian quarantine measures that nearly destroyed its domestic economy in order to stop the spread of the virus? But, and as I say, the principle operating here is, be it deliberately released or accidentally released, it's released, right? But the way of acting and reacting to it and treating it and handling it is, that's the disputed area, sure. And then we find that governments are absolutely trashed there. In Britain, they've done it. I can't believe they've done Britain. Trashed the death certificate rules. And only one doctor can write it now. And they are under the instruction, or they lose their job. In the NHS, we had the document on UK Column News. You'd have to see it, but it's on UK Column News on last Friday, where they were specifically told, all medics who have this authority, we're told that if any trace of the coronavirus at all, it's be put down as a coronavirus death, which is absolutely swindling the results, right? You could have 90% of the population with the infection but never come to full-blown disease level, et cetera, and just carry on, et cetera. But, and as the proof of that is on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, the... 3,700 people. Well, I wouldn't imagine going on a ship with 3,700 people who were in lockdown with a virus on a single air conditioning system for nearly a month. Only 19-20% of people got it. And they were mostly mature elderly people, but races of people from all over the world on our cruise ship. So there is a major plank of proof straight away, which is rebounded against the WHO, etc. But 80% of people have a natural immunity to it. And the herd immunity thing is not a ridiculous thing to talk about. and they'll have to reopen the schools, and children will get maybe mild versions of it, but then they would have an immunity, supposedly. But he goes on to say, apparently David Icke believes that China, Iran, Italy, Spain, France, Taiwan, Singapore, Australia, Canada,
and the UK,
and the United States, nearly 100 other countries, all got together and simultaneously agreed to run a global lockdown hoax and destroy their own economies. I mean, he's absolutely getting mentally ill now, Icke, he really is. That's literally what he believes. Such a belief is insane. Correct. Between all the lies we're sifting, that is, we have to reprimand David Icke on this one. There is no scientific scenario under which all those countries could shake hands and agree to destroy their own economies over a hoax. Absolutely, that's quite logical. He said, today I must denounce David Icke and anyone else who claims the coronavirus is a hoax. Anyone spouting such nonsense deserves to be ignored. Not censored, but just ignored. If the mainstream media were doing their job properly, they would pillory this as such. But what they're doing is that anybody who derogates from the pimps who run the mainstream media, derogates from the government line, is pilloried per se. The latest series of stupid 19 claims that none of the COVID-19 deaths are real because the people who died had underlying health conditions. Therefore, the narrative goes, nobody really died from COVID-19. Certainly people did, and certainly the people on respirators with it, 50% die. And I'm a New York doctor, as I said before, respiratory specialist, whatever that title is, has said very clearly, and he's been backed up by many others, that people, enormous amount of people, unnecessarily put on these respirators. They should have been in oxygen tents, not on respirators. And even Boris Johnson was in that situation. He didn't get full-blown COVID-19, we got a fairly severe dose of it, and the joke of it is that this logic, I think I can extract this, he shouldn't have stayed recuperating in Downing Street, surrounded by all the Wi-Fi 5G. 5G does exacerbate it on all these high-powered radiation waves. And to go to a major London hospital was a mistake as well, because they all have 5G on board. He's lucky to have survived, he really is. But he will have, he doesn't have to worry, he has a massive majority. But he should spend the maximum of time recovering, and I hope that works out. But with all his faults, unfortunately, he does not, and 90% of the politicians and the minister do not have a bull's notion as to what 5G is. They just don't know. They're pig ignorant. They think it's this massive high-speed 4G with knobs on that'll download a film in 3 seconds or something. That is absolute BS. It's a military bioweapon, which you'll hear Mark Steele talk about in the interview I did with him coming up now in the next hour. But this is what we're up against. And imagine trying to explain against that the situation, which has now been knocked out of the ballpark completely in news, about the grand solar minimum. They'll have a new theory when that begins to hit hard. We're in it already, and it's going to go on for 25 years. As David Dubine, who's a specialist on that, gave up 5 years of his life, very intelligent guy, to investigate it. And I've been at his seminars, and his stuff is up there I'll come up to the title in a second. But he is the definitive expert on that. But people get overloaded so easily. Adapt 2030. That's the size. But just to finish out this article, David Icke and other pandemic denialists are complicit in the deaths of these people. They share the responsibility for those deaths. London Real, which is the people, Brian Rose, who interviewed him on this, is also complicit in these deaths, in my opinion. If Brian Rose had any ethics at all, he would not allow his platform to be used to spread the kind of dangerous disinformation that literally gets people
Let's
killed.
Let's see if we can get this to play, EJ.
He should have stopped. Okay.
You're two scams,
so it's
working very well for them. No, it all looks as if it's all falling to pieces. So,
okay, go ahead.
We've lost all the break out of it, which is absolutely fantastic. How we get up
the volume.
Get out of the dream spell. Share these videos. Get your friends to share the videos. demand to share the videos off your Facebook page.
This is Mark Steele explaining about your lockdown. Videos,
get them shared. Get your friends to share them, not just you. Force them. When you get trolled on other pages, that police, most of them are fake profiles, that police officers sitting in social media units to call you. That is a crime. A covering up genocide that criminals, listen to the words, criminals, we know who they are. We know who's holding the fake profiles. We know who they are. So they've got it. And we are going to win this. And we're going to take them into a prison. And they're going to spend up to 14 years in jail for breaking the law, for stopping people from understand, trying to cover up the genocide that your government has just decided to kill you. Because what they want to do, they want to give you a patented coronavirus and an injection, not a patent, want to give you an injection in your arm and murder you. Because it's all interlinked with the aluminium nanoparticles, the heavy metal particles, and the microwave radiation from 5G transmitter. We scotched our first plan, which was the smart city kill grid. All right, bust that one. Let's bust this one. And how we do that? Get this information out and get it shared. Are you going to just sit back and let a dirty, horrible, scum, paedophile control somebody who likes the distasteful of touching up children, feeling up kids? Tell you what to do. Come on. We are all bigger than that. The boys and girls are starting to wake up. The people across the world are starting to wake up. The masks are coming down. Two burnt in Birmingham. Two burnt in Liverpool. One in Portsmouth. One in Watford. Masks are coming down. People have had enough. We are sick of these criminal, low-life scum who have formed some inexplicable reason getting up to the top. So wake up, people. Get more people woken up. Well done, everybody. Heroes, absolute heroes, protecting the people from this crime. The 5G killer grid crime. We're not finished yet. Not finished yet. We've seen hospitals empty. We've seen liars, NHS staff on the TV lying to people. All terrible. We're rushed off our feet. Liars. You see the BBC, liars, liars. Bearing false witness testimony is a crime. Public servants, seen their pictures now, we know who they are. Misconduct in a public office to cover up genocide. That's not going to go very well for any of you. I've got your pictures. These are criminals. And our numbers are growing to the point where we will be winning this war. All right? It's not the only one, because we've got another battle plan. I'll tell you about that later. The next one's real war, all right? That's their last itch plan. Just don't do that either. Wake others up, and quickly, all right? And I'm warning everybody. Anybody who's helping them, police officers, stop helping them on the social media and stop trying to cover things up. The one is, not enough energy and non-ionizing radiation. Absolute bunk them. So our laser can cut stainless steel. They're making it up. Corona. Corona is the discharge, an electrical discharge. Go and look it up. Corona, the coronavirus, is actually a patented virus they're going to inject in you. Because you can't catch a virus. They've had you under a dream spell for years. You developed a virus from a bacterial infection. Everybody knows that. Scientists know that. And then they get scientists on the TV come out and lie to you. And completely fill you full of shit. Okay. The good thing is, that shit, people don't want it anymore. What they want is, they want the truth and they want the light. Because we live in the light. We have to get rid of this darkness that's creeping up across the world. All right? So, keep it up, everybody. I'm over the moon. You see, look, big smile. Why? As I see mass awakening across the world. Keep pushing, everybody. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. We're fighting for our lives. You've lost your job. It's not coming back. There might be a lull in the proceedings while they get the injections out. It's not coming back. They can't fix it with the amounts of money they're talking about. They've just crashed the whole economy. It's going to spiral out of control. There'll be no food. Everything goes. There'll be a dark age. In that dark age, we are here to fix it. Anybody who joined the Labour Party, rescind your, the Labour Party, Conservatives, Liberals, rescind your membership now. Now, you've tacitly agreed it was in the manifesto to murder you using 5G. Rescind it now. Join Sun. Really important. It tells these criminals you are not tacitly agreeing to be murdered. It also gives you political cover. Really important. We are on the march. We're coming. We are coming to have justice. Because we uphold the rule of law. Not these scum child molesters who are not going to be told off anymore. Right? It's time to rise. And it's time for a lot of sensible, good people to rise. Otherwise, you die as well. All right? Anybody that does that to a dear believers, going to die. No ifs, no buts. On with our plan.
Okay, very good. Okay, good. This is great.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Good old long way. No, I mislaid a piece. I've never in my life printed down and absorbed so much information the last 3 weeks as I had. I mean, I've literally only slept for 3 hours a day, but probably sound a bit stupid today. But and because all the tentacles of this are massive, absolutely massive. It's not just coronavirus. Coronavirus is all the criminal conspiracy of politics and the medical profession and big pharma. And all the industrial military industrial complex are all coming together in about 100 strands. But one of the things I have, I think it was Dave Hodges. Will you hear this? I'll get the proof of this and I'll read it out probably next week. Because we're going to run out of time now. We're coming on to Mark Steele in the next 2 hours. The doctors are supposedly getting $13,000 for diagnosing a coronavirus full-blown illness, and $39,000. I have to check this out for putting somebody on a ventilator. Now, I think it was Dave Hodge, but I have to sort that out tomorrow. But having stated it, I will come back with the proof of that next week because it's unbelievable. This is absolutely shocking, shocking, shocking. Backhanding doctors. Well, doctors have been backhanded for years, every day of every week by the pharmaceutical industry to write prescriptions. I know I worked in one of those horrendous organizations as a contractor rep for a number of years, and I know what goes on in big pharma, and I know quite a lot of doctors. One of the articles I'll revive recently in the near future will be Standing in a Danger Zone, which is a GP's surgery. I have revised that document and read it out for you. We'll do it next week to stay on the subject. It's so big. But anyway, we're coming up to the end of this piece. The next 2 hours are recorded. We had to do it recorded because Mark Steele has the New York Times and dozens of people chasing him because of his own viral videos. And of course, they're going to slice and dice him. He knows that. But they're appalling organizations. But he gives the interviews anyway. He doesn't turn down anything from anybody. And we did this on Thursday evening. And Dave, our technical genius, crucial nonsense, as he likes to call himself, he does the crucial stuff for us. And we're developing a very good system here. Not glitch in it, but it's independent broadcasting we're trying to do, etc. And God help anybody, even the links now, you have to copy them down, download completely independently, or the links will go rotten. I think they have a virus in the links. The links go rotten on you. But one of the things there I caused a problem was I copied a piece from a joint site, which wasn't, it's not as clear cut. The YouTube stuff is great when you get it down. It's very good. But it's a massive system. But Vodafone guy, he's we have that coming up in the second, the third hour. The third hour, Vodafone whistleblower. That is very good stuff, which is a 30-minute piece whereby he blows the whistle on the criminality at Vodafone regarding 5G. I still didn't get it. Anyway, we will be back next week with the live program, but do listen to these 2 hours. It's riveting stuff from Mark Steele and the Vodafone whistleblower. Okay.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.